checking me, human. Why have you tied my wrists? You have my wrists captive between my soft elven breasts. Release me, human brute. Release me at once. Help! Someone help! Alright, alright. I want to scream. I suppose you've carried me too far into the forest for my words to hear me. But they will find me. My mother's elven warriors are excellent trackers. They will find me, and they will save me. And they will do unthinkable things to you to avenge my abduction, human beast. Or you can untie me. Right now. And take me home to my mother, the queen. That's the thing you could do. I can't believe this is happening to me. I remember you grabbing me and then leaping out of my bedchamber window with me helpless in your arms. I never knew human males were so strong. I screamed and you threw me over your saddle. I must have fainted. That's never happened to me before. But then, I've never been upset before. Are you going to untie me, human warrior? No? Why not? I'm an elven princess, and delicate. And you're going to leave raw marks on my wrists. You are holding me for ransom? To force my mother to release your rebel warriors from our treetop prison? That could never happen. My mother does not bow to human animals. You should release me before her warriors find us. Your rebellion is done anyway. Your feral human should just submit to elven guidance and wisdom. We are trying to help you. Everyone knows humans are too wild and savage to be allowed to govern themselves. Release me! What am I doing? I'm biting these ropes around my wrists. Of course. I will get loose. I have very good teeth. If only you hadn't tied this knot so tight. Stay back. There's no need to loom over me. I stop biting the rope. At least until you fall asleep. I suppose that's only fair. You don't have to go closer, human warrior. See? I've stopped. See, I'm being a good captive. I don't suppose you have a blanket or a coat? It's chilly here. Even by your fire, with the night forest cold and you adapt me my night dress, and it have turned away from my chaste elfin body. And well, a princess really shouldn't be treated this way. You really don't have any idea how overwhelming and scary you are, human. See how my slender pointed ears are twitching with fear and excitement, how my elfin nipples are swelling. I was in my bed and you grabbed me, and you're so big and sweaty and masculine like a bull. And I had to admit your masculinity is completely over the top. I am quite breathless. You are a complete brute for tying up an elfin princess and making her all frazzled like this. I should probably have you killed. I am a Persian elfin princess captive by your fire. What are you going to do with me, human warrior? Feed me.
Oh, you are cooking at the fire? That isn't too menacing, I suppose.
Wait, you don't eat elves, do you?
Well, how should I know, you beast? You are human. Who knows what you are capable of? And you have me here screaming and tied up in my torn night dress with half of my bosom on display and my thighs gleaming in the moonlight. And the way you are looking at my soft flesh like you might eat me. How am I supposed to know?
What is it?
That thing you're roasting.
It smells good, but it's not elven food, is it?
Certainly not worthy of a princess.
Oh, your massive chest and arms are just glowing in the firelight. I'll stop doing that.
Dad!
With your muscles, it's unsettling and really quite distracting. You don't need to flex those powerful arms just to cook a good meal.
Wait! What are you doing?
No!
No!
Untie me! And hand me a plate, warrior. I'm not going to eat morsels from your fingertips like a pet.
Is that it then? You are going to force me to feed from your hand like a delicate female animal?
Well, it's good. My abductor is at least an acid table cook. I thank the gods for that.
No, I'm not. I'm not licking your finger, human. It's just... it's really good.
And I'm really hungry. It doesn't mean I like you. You're my captor.
Who's feeding me?
Feeding me little morsels on his strong male hands.
Well there, I'm feeding human warrior. I'm an elf girl, I don't need much.
No, please. No more. How your fingertips linger at my lips. You are probably just trying to fatten me up so you can cook me later. You probably get your men back and trick the queen's guards and kill me and eat me, so I never make it back to my people to tell them how you torture me and ravish me, how you had your British human wake with their princess. Well, no, I know you haven't done any of that, but you might. And I'm desperately frightened. I may faint. Then I'll be helpless. Completely helpless. My body lush and available and elfin young. My elfin breast lifting and falling as I breathe. My thighs burying my sleep like a banquet for your primal male appetite. I know what you humans are like. My mother warned me, and you've relieved there's only of you holding me captive and half naked in wild night. I shudder to think what might happen to me if I fell in the rough hands of a pack of humans. I'm surprised you didn't defile me earlier after I swooned. You didn't, did you? Did you touch me, human male? Is that why my night dress is disheveled? Not from the right here across your saddle, from your throat, in bare hands, plundering my body as I sleep? Did you touch my breasts? My full, lush, elfin breasts? Or my thighs? Did you caress these creamy virginal thighs? Oh, what did you do to me, human maid? Did you bend over me here in the dark forest night before you lit your fire? Did you breathe your warm breath across my nipples to see them pucker and sweat? To see if you could light a fire in me? Is that what you did while I slept? Did you trace your fingers gentle as evening kisses along my soft petals? Were these elven blossom flowers unplugged into my thighs? Is that why I'm so wet? I didn't say that. I am, of course, not wet. You didn't hear that. Forget that. Sweat. I mean sweat. I am perspiring with fear and panic and loathing. Lots of loathing. You powerful masculine beast. You are really not listening to me. What are you going to tell my mother you'll do to me if she doesn't give you what you want? I'm helpless at your fire, far from any help. My dress torn away to wear a one lash, full rest, my wrist tied, this cloth gagged loose around my neck that you could thrust between my teeth in an instant to silence my cries for help. Or my cries of shock as you take me. You've abducted me, an innocent elven princess, virginal and beautiful as the morning, and you fed me with your hand, like you might feed a sleek toad you captured in the forest for a pet. You make me tremble. You are strong. You are so strong.
And help me, you brute! You kissed me.
you going to ravish me? You wouldn't dare. You've torn away my dress. I'm naked under you, human. Human, what are you going to do with me? Such hunger in your eyes, in your hands. Oh, the way you grip and squeeze my breast and caress my bites. You lie fire on me, Mara. Please don't ravish me. You are too much, human. You are too much for my delicate, elfin body. I can feel you, your harness, under your garment. So, oh, human, you are so big. You will hurt me. You will break me with that hard human cock. Please don't force yourself. Oh my god. You forced my legs open. I'm open. You can see my oven flower glistening with my warm honey in the firelight. Oh. over me and came inside me. What are you going to do with me now, human warrior? I can feel your seed in me, hot and sticky, and your cock is still twitching inside me. By a human being, I could get pregnant. I'm crying because I'm feeling so much, so much. This has never happened to me before. I almost swore when I came. I never knew a human could do that to me. The way you smell right now, pressing my body beneath yours. Maybe we should let your rebellion win. Just let your hulking brutes come capture us. Oh my goddess. Oh, you are kissing the tears from my cheek. Are you always so tender with a helpless, tied up elf girl after you ravish her in the dark wood? Are you going to untie me now? You are not. You are going to leave me tied up like this? You are going to ravish me again and again all night? You beast. You break me. I'm so full of your cock. I'm so full of your cock. I'm an elven princess, but you just made it with me like a wolf. You took me like I am your bitch in heat. You read me, human male. You're pulling out of me. Why? Oh, clean your cock. I don't understand. I don't know how. In my mouth. You taste wild. Oh, this powerful cock, this powerful, beautiful cock. What you did to me? This cock. What are you going to do with me, human warrior? Are you really going to ransom me to my mother? Or are you going to keep me tied up, helpless, gagged so I can cry out? Are you going to eat me and ravish me every night, taking what you want, no matter how I squirm or squeal, until I'm breathless and hollow with sweat? and tight with organs around your cock until I'm licking your cunt and my legs until dawn? Are you going to fill my mouth and rip my delicate elephant floor whenever you please? Here, in this dark forest under the wild stars, what are you going to do with me, human warrior?
Yes, my captor, yes.
I will kiss your thighs delicately when you decide. Your elven princess will kiss and lick your thighs. My captor, you conquered me. You ravished me. What are you going to do with me?